recording. Session numero 3.
Chad.
We might as well keep this thing going for like 60 hours after it, and we'll have a world record. Fucking tired. Holy Christ. That's my... That's the boss's son's fiance. Oh, God. That's awesome. Is that any better? She's a real looker. So awesome. He's gonna be super pleased with his choice in about 5 years. Bra does wonders, my friend. Wonders. Oh, fuck. You should be here hosting this with me. That's amazing. So I think we're just gonna upload this in like every hour is gonna be a part of it or some shit. I don't know. We'll see.
Was he the one with the purple hair?
She's related to Shitwaddle?
Really?
No shit.
I didn't know that.
We're in the crew room.
Oh. Chilling in the sun. Good so far. Looks good. I don't know. I haven't listened back to any of it. I'm saving every hour I'm saving, so it doesn't. They don't get too big.
Yeah.
So I can edit them easier. It takes so long to save a fucking 8-hour file, especially in a wave. But I'm just saving the original data, and then I'm gonna compress it later for the podcast version, and I'll probably just upload each hour as a separate part. So that was Sephiroth.
They got a couple more songs.
Hey. Did I ask? Okay. Show the camera your wing. It's got macro mode. It'll be able to see it. Yes, but does that bell look familiar?
Yes.
You know where I got it from?
It's from the office.
It is from the office. I know. They never used it. I waited. I gave it a week. And I was like, if nobody touches that bell in a week, I'm taking it. And nobody touched it, so I fucking took it. It's been ours ever since. That's so cool. Like, because Eric and Doug both play drums and guitar, they can switch off depending on what song it is. Which other band do you know of that does that shit?
And Doug also played bass for the first band.
Yeah. He did. And Doug can beatbox like a motherfucker. Like no one I've ever heard beatbox before. Better than Rozelle, I would say. For a white guy, you know. Which is awesome because he's got long hair. He looks like just a metalhead, but he can beatbox. What's up, Buck? Yeah, because I think these mics pick it up a little bit, and then that mic is also running in the ear.
Right. Are you having any behind speaker on there?
And on laptops, I think.
Thank you.
It's a podcast. Like if you have iTunes, in the podcast directory, you can go there.
You can get this on XM too, can't you?
No, we're not a satellite.
Oh, really?
That you have to get picked up by. There's a couple podcasts that started out doing this, and then after, you know, 4 years, they've been picked up by it. We've only been around for like a year and a half now. So, we have 195 episodes. 3 days a week. It's just like a simple setup. Our live show started around 10 or 11. It's fun, man. It's like a voice that anyone can listen to. It's free. Yeah, exactly. They're so good. You're not on the radio. Nope. This is streaming live right now. There's like 7 people from all over the U.S. And then we're recording it in our section. If you have an iPhone or something, whenever you show posts out, it automatically gets it. People are making their living doing that in New York, and then they just get sponsored and
thank you.
Sorry, guys. People are just standing in front of shit, so whatever. And shit keeps connecting and disconnecting and reconnecting, and I don't know why it's doing that, so sorry. Just hit refresh. There you guys go. So that was Sephiroth. Coming up next is the most awesome name for a band ever, the Paris Hilton Sex Tape. Really excited for this. Really excited for it. I'm expecting nothing short of a donkey show.
Oh, I love donkeys.
Full-blown donkey show.
Who is it going to cut it? Let's make some noise.
Yeah! Yay! Go team, we have no immune systems. We have to live our lives in bubbles.
Yay, bubbles.
Oh, look, now Ryan's going to throw jam hole shirts into the crowd. Fantastic. That's a good idea, MDS says. Put up a sign, stand here, and we will be talking about you. Yeah, the stream is stopping and starting. I think it's something to do with the internet card, but whatever. The recording's not, so fuck it. F it in the a-hole.
No way. Seriously?
So Matt, while we're waiting, tell me about your family life. How's
my
your
family
mother,
life?
Your father.
What's that? My father's dead.
Oh.
I found him dead when I was 22. I came home, and I was living at my mom's house, and I came home, and there was snow on the ground, and there were no footsteps in it, and I was like, that's kind of weird. So I go in the house, and he's not in his bedroom where he usually was, and I'm like looking around, and I don't see him anywhere, and I go into the bathroom, and he's, like, on the floor, kind of kneeling, like, slumped over. So I go to feel his neck, and it's, like, ice cold, like, the coldest I've ever felt in my life. And, yeah. So then I freaked out and, like, called his girlfriend at the time, because she was a nurse, and she came over, and she started freaking out. She's like, oh, my God, he's dead, he's dead. I'm like, cool. What do we do now?
So did he look like he was praying to the toilet?
No, he was actually facing away from the toilet, like maybe he was sitting on it, but like his pants weren't, like he wasn't taking a dump or nothing. He just, it was weird.
Like Elvis.
But yeah, and that's the weird thing. He was a huge Elvis fan, and he always said, he's like, when I die, it's going to be like Elvis, and then he did. It was like, huh.
So do you think he felt fulfilled when he died?
Probably. He was probably high as fuck.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, well.
That is what happens.
And that's probably why he did it. What's up, Ben? Hey, everyone. Ben's here.
Hi, Ben.
What are you doing? Nice road bike. Fuck yeah.
I was going to attempt to make Ben's voice, and I couldn't do it.
I know, it's for all my dead homies that have died for the swine flu. I'll shave it when they stop dying. I know.
People don't
it's getting
stop
thick.
Dying, sweetheart.
They need to.
But people don't stop dying.
Then who's going to pick our oranges and do all the jobs we don't want to do?
True that. Have you seen A Day Without a Mexican?
Yes.
Yes.
Crazy.
I love that movie.
Crazy movie.
Because it's honest and it's truthful.
I don't think it's this. It's not the stream that's doing that, you guys. I don't know. It was fine a minute ago. It's probably because there's more people in here now. So I don't fucking know. Whatever. Good job. Good job, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. Good job.
Go team old people.
So while we're here waiting for the next band to come on, I did print out a couple things. Just some local stuff I kind of wanted to talk about. I guess everyone else is sitting there. You want to have a seat, talk about this with me?
Absolutely.
All right, we have Naive and Siren from 26Z.
Hi there.
So this is some local shit here. This one is called Petition Submitted to Stop Kalispell Gay Pride Parade. Now, apparently Kalispell has gay pride parades every now and then, and the people in the city are like, we don't want this to happen here because then our city will turn into San Francisco with just public displays of
anal
sex.
I'm sorry, I saw a gay cowboy hanging from a building.
Right.
In pink pants with orange gloves.
That's crazy. A petition to stop an upcoming gay pride parade was submitted to Kalispell City Council and dominated the public comment period at its most recent meeting. Opponents of the Montana Pride celebration called it immoral, while supporters urged councilors to support equal rights and embrace diversity. Now, I love how, like, as a society, we like to think that we're so evolved and we're so civilized, but when people are like, oh, I want to have sex with a dude, they're like, whoa, you cannot have sex with a dude if you're a dude.
I thought gay sex originated in Montana.
What's that?
I thought gay sex originated in Montana.
That's, well, sheep sex originated in Idaho.
So bestiality.
Right, made its way to Montana.
Don't forget Wyoming.
Right, and Wyoming. that little part in Wyoming called Lander. Have you ever heard of that place?
No, I haven't.
I worked there for like 3 weeks. It was awesome. I found some tall redhead chick and had sex with her like the whole time I was there.
I just don't understand how the city of Kalispell can voice their opinion
one
on
word.
Gay pride.
One
but,
word.
But the gay pride people can't voice their opinion about gay pride.
Churches.
Go team churches.
Churches.
You're
not supposed
to mix religion and
I'm
government.
Sorry.
Mayor Pam Kennedy pointed out that the council could not discuss the parade because it wasn't on the agenda. She's like, hey, it's not on the agenda. I have nothing to say about it.
I didn't pencil it in.
Because I don't want to sound like a bigot because then no one will vote for me. Because there's a lot of homos.
There are a lot of
homos. And that's
sorry,
cool. Be
I get a
homos.
Lot of nice stuff from gay people.
Yes.
You
honestly,
get nice clothes, good yep. expensive
I know.
Meals.
They and know that's how to why shop. That's why the hicks don't like it. They're like, "Oh man, you're too clean."
3/4 of them make really excellent coffee.
They do. They fucking totally do. Both she and interim city manager Mert Webb did confirm that organizers had received a permit for the parade and met all the city's contractual obligations. So they totally went about it properly. They filled out all the permits, got all of the okays and permissions. Like, if this was, instead of for Alzheimer's, if this was for gay sex, then we would have had church protesters here. But because it's for Alzheimer's and church people are generally old, they're cool with it.
You'd have a bucket
I
of
just,
lube, though, too,
yeah,
if this
just,
was...
Of course.
I don't understand how if it's okay to put a penis in a girl's butt, how it's wrong to put a penis into a boy's butt.
Yeah. I mean, anal sex is anal sex, just... Sometimes there's a penis on the front.
Do we remember
exactly.
the law that the
is.
Church had to pass, I think, like 200 years after their establishment with Christ? About
right,
how
right.
The preachers were touching kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's okay.
That
it's okay for you churches to have sex with little kids. But as soon as a grown adult and another grown adult try and do it, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Go team altar boys.
Oh, it's a news story we're talking about. Josh said, how come every time he walks by here, we're talking about gay pride?
Because butt sex is fantastic.
That it is. As long as it's not my butt.
Let's exploit that to the children.
Yes. Children.
Go, team children.
Sure way not to get pregnant? Gay sex. Jeez. I like when I said
Amen.
Children, they all looked at me.
I know they did.
Oh. Barry Brubaker presented the petition to the council and said that allowing the parade to proceed would, quote, further erode morality and set precedents for further lasciviousness and lewd displays that other communities have experienced. So as soon as you let the gays in and you let them march, watch out, your city will totally crumble yeah. and turn into a Sodom and Gomorrah.
And all the swingers
like
jump into it.
Honestly, I think there was some sort of compensation for, you know, wanting it in the ass, but using a lot of big words to describe how he doesn't.
Yeah, that's what it is. And the people that are most against it are usually the ones in the closet.
Exactly.
It's like you can lead a church and still be a queer, dude. It's cool.
Hell yeah, because you don't have to have sex.
I know.
Just think about butt sex.
Just,
and that's all you need to
just
do.
Just make sure they're 18 and older. That's all. And then that's where the churchgoers are like, whoa, yeah. Don't put restraints on my sexual preference.
If but I want them younger, I can have them younger.
That's right.
David.
Jesus said so. Jesus said I could have them younger.
Exactly.
He said as of May 18th, about 200 people had signed the petition, probably all people that went to his church. He and four others spoke in opposition to the march. About a dozen people told the council that they supported it. And that's fine. Like, if you want to do it, do it. Who gives a shit? They bring money into the community. They're clean, like you said. They're not going around doing... They're not out in public having gay sex. They do it in their own homes, but they want to have a parade. These people are thinking it's going to be like San Francisco, where the bondage guys come out and the bears and all that shit. It's like, it's not going to be like that. You just don't want it because your church says that's bad. And that's such bullshit.
I actually think in all the years that I spent in San Francisco that the most ambiguously, you know, like, either male on male or female on female action was usually done in the privacy of our home, typically. It's not people just walking on. Well, there was a lot of female sex in our room.
Yeah,
and that's that.
Male prostitution.
Male prostitution. Panty parties.
What Slick Rick said, man, just treat them like a prostitute.
We should have a meat parade instead.
I know.
Everybody should throw rotten meat.
What would they think about that?
I've had them. They love it.
Fuck yeah. I bet if we threw around, like, holy water and crucifixes, they'd be okay with it.
Oh, and baby Jesus butt plugs.
Right, as long as we didn't have gay sex.
Exactly.
And I, you know what, honestly, it's probably, it's not even that they're worried about. It's just the fact that they don't want it being out there. They don't want Kalispell to look like we accept that.
I think it's typically, it's like, I wanna hide my youth from what's not typically in Kalispell. You know, I'm not going to let my child travel to California because Californians are evil.
How dare you get cultured, even though Californians support half of your little shithole economy here.
Right.
Hey, man.
If without them, I was from there 13 years ago.
We were all
26
from
years
there,
from
dude.
Neil Brown, who is on the board of directors of the Montana Human Rights Network and lives in Big Fork, said, quote, "We don't discriminate by race or creed or religion or sex or sexual orientation, so I ask that this council not only allow this celebration to go forward, but to embrace it." Other community members echoed that sentiment and vowed that the parade would not be vulgar. Quote, "We're not going out to make a scene like in San Francisco. We want to show some pride that we're from Montana and we take it in the butt and that it's a welcoming state." Some speakers referenced religion in stating their positions. Of course they did.
Now, I have a question.
Of course.
I have a question. If you are deep cleaning your ass for whatever reason, as males do, or sticking anything else.
Colon hydrotherapy.
Is that, like, considered gay masturbation, then?
Possibly. Are you getting off on it?
Well, if they are, these church officials, I'm just wondering.
There are a number of people who do get off on
You know
colonics.
They do. They take a little bit longer washing their asses than they should.
Hey,
of course.
I took a 45-minute
shower.
People
who pay out hundreds of dollars to have their ass washed with a tube.
I know.
Come on.
It's amazing.
Seriously.
Some speakers reference religion. Reverend David Bolio of Valley Victory Church, a huge douche, said he was concerned about the agenda that might silence voices that might want to stand up for Christ or stand up for what the Bible says about moral behavior. You know, these are the same people that came out that were like, oh, let's pray for no abortions today. It's like, well, if you didn't have abortions, you'd have a huge overpopulation problem, for one. A huge welfare drain.
The economy would be crashing even more.
Even more than it already is.
We're already the second most obese country in America. Let's not make us the most.
But
like,
if the gays want to come to our church, if the gays want to come to our church and give us money, then that's fine. You know, just don't. Just don't have a parade about it. Kathy Kelly, who represented the Flathead Valley Church of Christ, said, quote, "We believe we are all made in the image of God, every one of us, even
faggots.
The Montana Pride Celebration is in its fifth year and was previously held twice in Billings and twice in Helena with little disruption. Kalispell was chosen for 2009, and the event on June 19th through the 20th includes a parade, a fair with booths at Depot Park." Right, her.
Oh, hey.
You're going to have gay people running
with
around
boots.
Here with booths and shit. And two dances at the Red Lion Inn. All the events are open to gay and straight people because, as you may or may not know, gays don't actually discriminate.
Oh, and hey, guess what? You can be religious and come too.
Yeah, they don't care. They might, you know, make fun of you, like, hey.
Poke at you with a stick.
Weren't you the dude that was totally not letting us come to your thing?
Why do you come to church in a dress?
Yeah.
And just to let you know, you might be asked if you take it up the ass.
That's right. At the door. Yes or no. Check the box. Local law enforcement reportedly expects protests at the event and will have extra patrol during the 2 days. Of course, all those douchey bigots from that one church, they're always like, Jesus Christ hates faggots like you, and it's the Christian thing for me to be out here calling you faggots and shit. That's so stupid.
So did you know that the original word fag was actually derived
cigarettes
off of,
in Britain?
No, before that, one of the oldest references to the word fag was actually because of the priests who would act as mentors to young boys in churches and governmental societies. And over the tendency of the years in sexual relations, of
that
course,
makes
fag
sense.
Then got associated to somebody who was homosexual. So it originated in the church.
Of course it did. An anonymous email circulated to local media last month warned that people may try to disrupt the parade. They were already being like, it's going to get disrupted, but this is anonymous.
Let's go disrupt it more.
But gay people are used to that.
But following an investigation, that's right. Not that
what
kind of disruption.
For?
It's for when you make a joke.
Okay. That
might seem a
but following an investigation, police couldn't confirm the report, and there have been no threats since. And that is it for that story. We have on the stage now the Paris Hilton sex tape, which is not exactly what I thought it was. It's
not
just
to
a
be
couple
confused with the Paris Hilton sex tape from California.
Yes.
Right, definitely right. Not the same tape. It's just a couple. Couple hippie dudes playing acoustic guitars. One of them has purple hair and a top hat. And,
go team folky duets. Oh,
guys, I want to know all about you.
Buy a t-shirt. Shut up. Oh, wait.
She actually
like
has
back.
Like eight of them. You fucking bitch. Yes.
No, you can have another one. I want a shirt. I need a shirt.
I want boobies.
I want boobies.
I think I would get a lot more out of life.
I like boobs in the face.
No, right, I want them on my chest.
I don't know if you guys can hear this because it's all acoustic, so.
But it's really moody.
I don't know. I
almost,
know.
Almost. I definitely feel a tear. Definitely.
Sorry, I left my jar of pills at home for you, or I would offer them off.
Like, they got on stage and everyone just started crying.
Would you like to talk about it?
I think they're going to start a little hippie circle soon.
Bring out the bongos, man. It's hippie
like,
circle
cut
time.
The mosh pit, moving on to beat circle.
Spraying patchouli into the crowd and shit.
God, dude.
Oh, I will vomit all over everything.
Everywhere.
I hate that smell.
It's like
somebody in my work truck, when I first started driving that truck, someone had spilled patchouli oil in back of the CB, and it reeked for
terrible.
If I don't drive it for a few days and then I get in and I can smell it again, but like while I'm at work, I don't really smell it as much.
It's
but
good it's, when it's like 20 feet away from you.
Oh, it's horrid.
It's like rancid meat and licorice
it's
at the same time.
Better than dirt.
It's like you're using that to cover up your disgusting smell. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can't use one disgusting smell to cover up another.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mesh well.
No.
I like bacon grease personally.
Oh, dude, slathering it up in bacon grease.
That's so foul.
Excellent.
So foul.
I think you'd look dead sexy covered in bacon grease. I don't know.
I want the picture then.
I'm going to put them on my MySpace.
And I will rip them down. Okay. She's taking
pictures
right now.
Yeah, 26 has been sending in a lot of stories. We didn't print out very many of them because we weren't sure how many we'd get done in an hour. And by the time everything got set up, it was already time for the first band to play. So we kind of got effed. So we're trying to just, you know,
compensate. This
yeah,
is called
we're
compensation.
Just, we'll talk while we have a minute, and if not, then
I'll be
whatever.
Mellow, moody music on.
I know. It's kind of like background music for when I'm having a breakup fight and we're both crying. This is what plays in my head. That's right. Because you have no emotions, you heartless bitch. Fantastic.
Hey, there is a pink fleshy part left of my heart. I swear to God.
Really?
I swear.
Hers is all turned to stone. It's like
buried under the black.
Medusa got a hold of it and was just tearing it the fuck apart.
If anybody's listening, they should clap for the band that they could or could not hear just now.
Right. If you guys didn't know.
Because they did do very well.
They just finished the first song. This is going to be 40 more minutes of this.
I want the pictures.
So are you guys going to be here all day?
Yes.
That is
so do you
awesomely
rap,
exciting.
We're streaming this thing live all day at thejamhole.com/live. or thejaml.com/ustream. Either or. Take
your pick.
Oh, fuck.
Am I allowed, supposed to? Does it matter if I say fuck a lot?
You can say fuck, piss, shit, cunt, twat, whatever.
Okay, so cunt, whore, fucking shit.
That's right. Shit, fuck, hell damn, shit, fuck.
Cunt, whore, fucking shit. Those are the four favorites.
Cunt, whore, fucking shit.
Four of my vocab.
I like twat. Twat's one of my personal favorites.
I think it's very 80s.
Yeah.
And so when I want to feel 80s, I will call somebody.
But it's not as derogatory as, say, cunt or something.
I just really love my favorite word.
That means business. That means business.
Cunt and whore, I'm sorry.
Cunt is but a fantastic
twat, like,
word.
Like hello.
I'll stick my dick in a twat. Now, a cunt, I might not.
See, I wouldn't stick my dick in a twat.
Really?
It sounds
honestly
rubbery.
If my,
it's
like,
got to be a clean
my
twat.
My little tiny, non-existent penis.
Your clitori.
My clitori. That is.
Because there's two of them.
Imploded into my vagina, yes.
if you push real hard, it
gets into somebody. It would be into a cunt, not
like
into
a
twat.
Like
that
a little push pin.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think a cunt or a twat is something that you stick anything into and expect to walk away from safely.
Yes.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. I know.
What are we disappointed in?
The Paris sex
tape. Oh, I just really wanted to see sex.
No, we want to say that we're very enthused about
just nobody can hear it.
No matter what band is on, we're very enthusiastic about them.
Yes.
They might be better than we are later.
Should I just get up there and start rapping? I brought beats.
Oh, dude,
what
if you rap,
do?
I will give you a fucking dollar.
A dollar
and
to rap.
And a cookie. dollar and a cookie.
Shazam says, I like this chick. Talking about you.
Aww.
Shazam's here.
Thank
MDS
you.
Says, what is 26Z? What is their deal anyway? It's
we're an industrial
heavy
band.
Industrial band. What's your MySpace?
MySpace/26Z.
MySpace.com/26Z.
We're from Los Angeles, California.
Their show, when we were at the Elks Eat Club, meat. It reminded me of when I was a little
that
kid.
That was the Eagles.
Or the Eagles Club, wherever the fuck it was. It reminded me of when I was a little kid watching Hellraiser movies. And
that's
it,
awesome.
It was crazy because I looked up there and I was like getting kind of creeped out, but I was like, I couldn't stop looking at the same time.
Yeah, that's
like
hot.
When you're a little kid and you know this is going to give you nightmares later, but you
I'm
have to watch
today.
It anyways. You guys
today
have
I'm
an
not
awesome
naked.
Look
I know.
To it.
Today is the day that we didn't get all theatrical. We're wearing our normal clothes today. We normally look
much more frightening.
Yes.
God bless Sesame Street today.
Much more pokey and spiky.
He
and
did
just
sport his Sesame Street t-shirt today, so
I see that. Oscar the Grouch representing.
So if I could breakdance, I would be doing it right now.
Oh, dude, I would so be breakdancing.
I want to hand him one of our microphones.
The gentleman singing out there?
Yes.
I think he has a lot to say about world
so
politics.
So that the audience can
religion.
Hear you.
Look at all the people listening on the internet.
That's
fantastic.
Because they love the Jam Hole.
They love the Jam Hole.
And they love good
26.
Music.
And we have a lot
they
to
better
say.
Love 26.
Depot Park.
Yes, everybody loves Depot Park.
Yeah, I was a little frightened of Montana at first, but it's
I'm
a
still
fairly
frightened of Montana.
So when did you guys move up here?
I have been here for too long.
Too
but
long.
I have 18-foot ceilings in my living room, so
and
that made it worth it.
A 10-foot bay window that overlooks a huge lake.
But I have no kitchen.
Yes, no kitchen.
So God bless
well,
having
the fuck
no
do you
kitchen.
Need a kitchen.
But we do have a $500 dog.
What do you need a kitchen for?
I
don't.
Clue.
I have a kitchen. I never even use it. I used to use it to, like, make mushrooms and shit, but other than that, we don't use it anymore.
Or crystal meth.
Or that's what the bathtub's for, actually.
That's yes, a bathroom project, if we do. If
I know, because half the time there's no fucking warm water.
See,
half the other half the time there's no water at all, so.
And luckily, we'll be leaving Montana on a U.S. tour soon. So.
Where are you guys going?
We are going all over the United States. We're hitting up everywhere between Texas and California in September to October.
No shit. 26Z coming to a town near you.
If you Florida. Go to 00665multimedia.com/26Z, it has all of our tour dates and all of the listings, including
did you put
photos.
That on your MySpace?
Yes.
Under
yes,
the
there
events?
Is a link to from
nice.
The MySpace. Very
nice.
Exciting.
You can also help support Children Entertainment by going to 00665multimedia.com. There's a new cartoon that's coming out.
Nice. Who does cartoons?
We do.
We do.
Animation, like Flash
it's
animation?
3D animation.
3D and 2D.
Really?
Yeah.
What
I
do
actually,
you use? Is it all in
3D
Flash?
3D Studio or? Max 8.
Oh, Studio Max. Nice.
Yes.
We just wrapped up all
so
audio
just,
in Hollywood.
You model everything in there, and then does it animate it also?
No, we have to do it.
We animate it, but yes, the program.
Plus, nice. We also have a very large, well-known animation house back in L.A. who has backed us throughout the whole project.
Really? Because I would really like somebody to go through some of our shows and take out bits where we're, like, reenacting things and animate it. Like,
that'd
us
be so
sitting
cool.
here, like, with paper, with the microphones
well,
and shit, all
call.
Cartoony.
Yeah, if you guys give us a
kitchen.
Call, we can probably
oh, man.
Totally accommodate that.
I've been wanting that so bad. I saw a couple other podcasts.
Well, see, that would involve you people, like, coming to our studio yeah, and stuff. Like, coming
actually,
over to our
oh.
place. Yeah.
Well,
I know, that's,
shit.
Like, so
we don't ever leave our house.
Well, you know, there is ways of luring people.
Right, right. Yeah. I've heard some of those ways. Breadcrumbs and...
Yes, marijuana.
Ooh, a piece
yeah,
of candy.
It really
candy.
Helps when
some
you
weed.
Are married to a Hollywood name, though, to,
yes.
to break into the industry.
Yes. I come from a descendant of very, very well-known actors and actresses.
You can tell you have that little flamboyant...
Yeah, people seem to think that.
Like,
no,
oh my
I,
God, are
I've
you
I've been
famous?
Told you're gay.
Not
yeah, no,
yet,
gay,
but I am gay.
I'm a big fat cunt. That's a big one. A lot of people think I'm a cunt, which is absolutely true.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, my grandfather was Paul Henreid, who was in Casablanca. He's got two big stars on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, they're not very
yes.
big anymore.
No.
They seem to pick them up and move
they
them.
They were like 50 years ago.
They were so cool 50 years ago. Now you have to buy them for like
shit.
A quarter of a mil a slot.
That's awesome.
I think it's
you don't buy your own, you yeah. don't get one.
I think they're needing people to buy more Hollywood stars now.
Oh, did the Hollywood star price go down?
I think they're
oh, fantastic. You can buy your own Hollywood star for
$150,000. Is that also due to the economy going down?
Who fucking cares about the economy?
Possibly.
But probably.
What's an economy?
I don't know, because we don't
well,
have
it's a pair of underwear.
Yes.
I have an economy car. That's all I know.
Helps
so are they
penis.
Done yet? Because I can't hear. Can any of you guys hear this band?
I love no, warm water.
Yeah, look at the level.
There's none.
Okay, everyone, shh.
Yeah, it's almost
that's the line. Wind.
Yeah. Okay, and to everybody listening out there, you have wind. Go team.
No, I'm blowing into the microphone.
Oh.
I'm smoking right now.
I want you guys all to Google Paris Hilton sex tape.
By the way.
Oh, if
wait.
You do, you're going to get the wrong website.
Work.
You're
going to
find the Paris Hilton sex tape from California.
On,
that's not who you're looking for.
Search on MySpace.
They don't
for
have their
it.
MySpace.
No?
No. They have nothing online.
Are they a real band?
No, yes. Of course they are.
I've been told by Bodog that you need three members in a band in order to be considered.
Well, right. yeah,
take
I guess
that
that's not
Bodog.
Considered band. That's like more
you need to have
like a solo act,
oh,
I guess. It's a duet. It's a duet. It's like Elton John and Eminem.
This
kind
is what
of,
you do when all your stuff breaks.
Gay sex?
Gay sex.
Acoustic sex.
As long as we're all on the same page and we're still on the subject
that's
of gay
right.
sex, that's fantastic.
I bet you those acoustic guitars are Bauer. Like, they're
hand-me-downs.
Good vocab.
Thank you. I know how to talk because I had to get up before 9:30 this morning.
Shit, we've been here since 7. We'll be here all
hey,
day.
Hey, dude, we got here at 8, man. We straggled behind you. It's all good.
Yeah.
At least we got here.
We weren't the last ones here either.
True
oh,
that.
That's true.
If Sven would
our
like to come and say
cable was actually
to
the
audience.
Last thing to get here.
Indeed, hi, it was.
That is Sven. He's a guitar player from
Paris.
Thanks, Ryan.
Look at all this really nice equipment in the grass.
Touch himself in personal places.
I was praying. Oh, thank you.
We love the table. We love it.
No, it is. It's awesome table and everything works. It just would have been nice if it was here.
I
we
never knew
here.
That white plastic could be so appealing.
Oh, I know. This thing just clamped on it. Just clamped.
Is there
that
any
fucker.
Other color of plastic that is acceptable?
Other
I'm a
than
fan
white?
Of gray plastic. Like
I'm
PVC
in
America.
I'm in Montana. No.
Okay.
No, please.
If we're in Montana, I believe the only acceptable plastic is white.
Right.
Or beige.
Or beige.
Kind of off-white right here.
The only exceptional, acceptable, exceptional. Race.
Starts with an A, not an E.
Right.
But then you would have to know
like
how
to
speak.
From college. You won't be able to speak anymore.
No.
Or do arithmetic.
It's not on anymore, because there's nothing to record yet.
Yeah, this is not worth recording.
I am a fan of the top hat purple hair look.
I do believe it's a top hat with a purple wig.
Yeah, the gentleman was pretty
sexy. Is that a wig?
I think so, because I didn't honestly feel that was real hair when I walked by. I was like in a 2-foot radius of it, and I was like looking at it, and I'm contemplating myself whether or not it was real or
yep.
not. And I'm pretty sure that if you put a flame to it, the entire thing would combust.
Boom!
Yeah.
We can hear the doors cover. That's what it sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, dude, can anybody hear the doors cover?
No.
No!
That kid used to sell massive amounts of LSD back in the day.
That's awesome.
That explains a little, I guess.
In high school, 72 students got kicked out for LSD.
Nice.
In a private school where there were only 100 people in my class.
That's one thing I never understood. Like, kids were always like, oh, man, I'm going to eat acid and go to school. It's like, why would you waste acid
on
at
school? Well, we went
like,
to an
I'm
gonna all
eat acid
arts.
And go home and chill.
All arts boarding school. So
well,
you do
would,
acid
yeah.
there. It's like you're walking around, you're like, dude, it's all art and it's all pretty and colorful.
Yeah, but I'm
and
talking
everything
like
sounds yellow.
FHS.
But-
Flathead High School. And
yeah, not
I never,
so much.
I never understood that. Like, smoking weed and drinking, whatever.
That
but
just gets you through your day.
Am I
yeah,
the only
exactly.
one that went
That's
to high school
business.
To learn?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you ever learn on LSD unless you're Aldous Huxley?
Yeah, I took speed in school and I ended up under the desk, so I'm not the person to ask.
I think I remember doing a lot of coke in school. I think that was my drug of choice when I was younger.
Mini Thins was
under
my thing.
The principal
thing.
Staff.
Because I would always fall asleep in class, so I started like taking those and I stayed awake.
The best way for any teacher to think you're totally paying attention is to fall deep into a K-hole. Deep, deep K-hole. And they will like,
ketamine
you are
and go
so
to school.
Focused.
Wow.
You are just amazing.
More like,
you
focused. Just,
you haven't taken your eyes off that board in hours. Well, man,
little
I can't
do they
move
know.
My eyeballs.
That behind the eyes is like this big black hole of nothing.
What I mean?
That's like taking heroin and deciding to go babysit.
Yeah, no shit. That's so awesome.
Yes, heroin and babysitting is a no-no nowadays.
Unless
although
you bring
in
enough,
the 80s and 90s, it
unless
was not
you bring
that badly
enough
looked
for up. The child.
Yes, of course.
Little
if there isn't
toes.
Enough to spread the love, do not bring it.
Heroin in the baby bottle.
If you can't spread AIDS, spread love.
See, do you want to know the most fucked up thing? Is that if you go to San Francisco, if you go down the street to 16th Street in San Francisco with $20 and you're looking for pot, you will walk away with a bowl of weed.
Yeah.
You walk into 16th
Florida
Street in
too.
San Francisco with a $20, $20 looking for a sack of heroin,
you
get a
coke?
Gram of heroin and a gram of coke in the same balloon.
Yep.
Everybody move to San Francisco.
Everybody go to San Francisco because the drugs are so much more affordable.
And if you ask somebody
gay,
for spare change, they'll hand you a syringe.
Yes, they will.
If you're gay, you can actually have a parade there.
Yes,
and
the churches. You can have sex there and people will watch you and like it.
You can't do that in Oklahoma.
No. People in Oklahoma and Texas don't like us, Eve.
I think there's a reason Jim Morrison died. I don't know if this is it. So can any of you guys in the jamhole.com/live, can you hear this band at all? Just a show of hands. Anyone. Bueller. Anyone.
I feel like somebody should be giving me a latte.
I would love a Starbucks latte right now.
Is there a Starbucks vendor here?
Yeah, you're in Montana. The closest Starbucks is about 8
6 miles,
in
the other direction.
Yeah, we just got that. Like, we only used to have City Brew, and before we didn't even have that. It was all these little shack coffee huts.
Honestly, if there was no Starbucks in Kalispell, I would not go out and get coffee.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
I would just go with the old Folgers.
Yeah,
whoever says that you
Starbucks
can grow.
In my home.
Yeah.
MDS says they can hear it, but only when all three of us shut up.
And wait a minute, show of hands, do you want us to shut up?
What would you rather hear? That's fun.
Yeah, if you guys were here, you'd probably hear it just as well.
Yeah, we can't really hear it either, and we're
but
like
we're clapping.
20. Woohoo!
Yeah!
Go Team Sex Tape.
Like I said, one of the gentlemen is a very attractive purple haired man. All right,
they got one more song, and then the
that.
Vagina Spiders.
Yeah.
We very enjoyed exciting. Them. We played a little bit of that after the Eagles show. Eagles? Elks.
Eagles.
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 Got it.
Eagles.
We have a show with the Vagina Spiders in Idaho coming up next month.
June 2nd.
And that was the guy we were telling you guys about that was carried out of the concert by his friends because he was sleeping.
Yes. He was so drunk he fell asleep
no,
on a table.
No, he wasn't sleeping, passed out drunk.
On the table.
On the
table.
At least
he didn't piss his pants, though.
And then
yes,
they had to
indeed.
Carry him down the stairs.
Indeed.
It was so great.
Drug-induced
coma.
There's
That's
nothing
it.
Wrong with being drug-induced at any time.
Not at all.
There's
well, when
nothing
you're,
wrong
when you're in a
it.
Coma, I think it's a waste of money, personally.
Yes.
Especially if you're in the hospital, because they have their own drugs. Why waste yours when you can just get theirs?
Exactly.
And a comfortable bed.
If you ever want free food, board, and alcohol, or I'm sorry, not either alcohol, prison drugs,
or the hospital.
Prison or the hospital, and you are set to jet.
Depending on how big your brojones are.
Exactly.
I have small testicles, so I don't think I would really want to go.
You know, so. Honestly, I've seen your testicles, and they're not that small.
Well, after drinking years of coffee and caffeine, you know.
It stunts my growth and shrinks your balls.
Yeah. There is nothing like wrong now, you know? With little balls.
Little balls, like... Little
exactly.
I vote for little penis too.
Because you know what? When the testicles start shrinking, the penis stays there. Okay.
Makes the penis look bigger.
MDS, it does.
MDS says more butts.
The only complaint you should hear is ow,
it hurts. Would be good.
What was that?
That spells butt sex. What? He wants to hear more butt sex talk.
Well, I do enjoy having a penis in my ass, but past that, I'm not really.
I'm all out of notes about
go
butt
team
sex.
Butt sex.
I got nothing.
North Hollywood. Visit North Hollywood.
It's, Boys Town.
Boys Town.
Boys Town and NoHo. It is all about butt sex.
You walk in there with no
Boys
money,
Town.
Half a shirt, and you walk out with a suit.
Yep.
So after these guys, the Vagina Spiders, are coming on, and then you guys are coming on.
Yes, we are.
At 2 o'clock. And then Dripping Orifice, War Cry, Train Bam, Jimmy Mine, and the rest.
That dinosaur.
It helps.
We're almost halfway done with this beast. I'm really looking forward to editing all of this shit together.
Yeah, nothing's funner than editing audio.
Oh my Christ. Actually, editing video is fun, not as fun. Video is great. God, I hate doing
that.
I don't know, getting to do both is really exciting.
Yeah. Or when you're trying to sync up the audio to the video, yeah. Oh, I want to blow my fucking brains out every time. Yeah, we got the Evrio, and then this is recording video also.
Have you ever done, like, high-def DVD recordings?
No, it's just a SD card recording. It's perfect for YouTube, though. It's good quality without having to use a tape or anything.
Tell them about the video we did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, there was a fight outside of our house, like, up at the neighbors, and I recorded it, but from in our window, so we took the recording and, like, you could see the guy punch him, and I was like, we were doing voiceovers for it, and it matched up so great.
The best part was,
we did voices.
Getting his ass kicked with some young dude, and the guy kicking his ass with some crippled dude with a cane.
Old fat dude
with
a cane.
Oh my God!
Too bad Bum Wars was discontinued.
That's fantastic.
It was so funny, but yeah, me and her did the voices and the punching sounds, and it's so great. It's so funny.
You better post the video.
See, only in San Francisco have I ever, you know, just looked out my window and been like, hey, dude, there's two guys just totally beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah,
that's
totally
awesome.
I've never seen that here outside of my own house.
Okay.
But yeah, the video, it's up right now on thejamhole.com/YouTube if you guys want to check it out. It's very amusing. I edited it, and I still laugh when I watch it. It's so great.
That sounds awesome.
This guy has a big metal thing in his hand, and he's just pummeling this kid in the head. And then, like, they all get up and shit, and the kid, like, takes off his jacket like he wants to fight again or something.
Oh, my God.
Like a
guy with a death wish.
Yeah, he's all bloody and shit, and he had a cane, and oh, it was so great. So much fun.
That sounds highly amusing, honestly. Highly amusing.
It is. I love watching that shit. It's better than MMA stuff because they have no idea what they're doing, and they have weapons and shit.
And they're crippled.
And they're crippled. That's the name of it if you go on thejaml.com/YouTube. It's called Cripple Fight.
Nice.
Cripple fight.
I should have sported a cowboy hat today.
Oh, dude, you totally should have sported a cowboy hat. See, don't you want to smoke something else?
Yes.
Me too.
But
yeah, I wish I had some of that.
Yeah, we are thinking about taking a smoke break very soon.
Yeah.
You have a boy with that stuff?
Yeah. Plus, we have a boy getting it later.
Yes, children, don't do drugs. They're bad for you.
Don't do drugs.
Eat lots of red meat.
Talk about them.
Maybe plant a garden.
Can't talk, just don't do.
Right.
Use aromatherapy soap when you take a shower.
Yes, and don't forget to scrub out your butt.
That's right.
Because again, to anybody who truly loves butt sex, that was for you.
A clean butt is a happy butt.
Yes.
We should all get those little toilets that squirt water up our ass.
And the bidets?
A bidet. Yes.
I like calling them toilets that squirt water up your ass, personally.
I just use a wet paper towel and then...
Yeah, baby wipes work well.
It's the poor man's baby wipe.
Spitting on a napkin.
And I have a very... I have a very sensitive behind, so the chemicals in it irritate my anus.
Yeah, my ass was bleeding this morning.
And it irritates.
Okay, dude, seriously,
hemorrhoids.
When I met Naive, he was working at a 23-hour porn store in Santa Barbara. Okay?
No.
It was closed for an hour for cleaning.
Yes, cleaning and having gay men would pay you to have sex while you cleaned.
Yes, exactly. People would come
with
in
drugs,
with like
they would
briefcases
be here, go, while we have
and
sex
drugs
in your
and be like, hey, can we do drugs in your bathroom? Sure.
Of course
if
you
share.
Can if you give us some of the drugs.
The
sure.
show is completely not rated G or
one of the
PG.
Sexual catalogs for the porn store of stuff you could order for the porn store to sell. And they had, you know, crucifix dildos, which were fantastic.
Of course.
Awesome.
Of course, everybody reminds the movie and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Right. But, dude, in Little Pink.
Wait, that was a movie?
No, it was in a movie.
What movie?
Crucifix. One of the Exorcist movies.
Oh,
she banged herself.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, okay.
That wasn't an actual dildo, though.
But that wasn't a dildo. This is an actual crucifix dildo where you
based
actually
on
see
the movie.
The cross and the head sticking out of your vagina.
Right, and penis shape, right.
Okay, but the baby Jesus butt plug, you guys. Seriously.
That's so amazing.
It is baby Jesus wrapped up in his little thing that you stick in your butt, and his little baby head sticks out of your butt. It is the most fantastic thing you've ever seen
in your life. Anyone can give birth to the little baby Jesus.
Exactly.
That's so awesome.
And because it's coming out of your butt, it is obviously an immaculate birth.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Virgin or not, does not matter.
Immaculate conception can come out of your ass.
Fear no more.
I want a baby to come out of my ass.
That's the most amazing thing that's been ever said on this show, I believe.
We love... Oh, wait. Do we get to ring the bell?
Yes,
I like the bell.
Goodbye, Paris Hilton sex tape.
Oh, sorry.
Jam hole mom?
I pinged the bell, damn it.
Is that my mom? Is my mom?
Why doesn't she just come down? Oh, she's in
California. Oh, because she made a new account and she's in California.
Right.
Is that my mom or is that someone else's mom?
Jam
hole. Does the jam hole
It's the jam hole mom.
So 26Z is coming on after this next band that is going to be Vagina Spiders. The last band you may not have just heard was the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Who you did not hear?
Sure. If he wants to party, let's party.
He needs to bring pot. But he's got other things.
Tell him to
bring good. We love other things.
We have microphones on. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Bring the cops while you're at it. We'll be shooting dope in the bathrooms.
You need a toilet token, however.
Yeah. You can only get into the bathroom if you have a token.
So while we have an intermission here, can we read another? Is he going to be?
Yes, I believe you have some time while the vagina spiders are setting up.
Oh, you want to do some local blotter?
Ooh!
I printed out some local blotter. We used to do this thing on every Friday. We would read through the local blotter here because we, in this little town, we have the most ridiculous shit that ever happens.
You cannot eat an open-faced hamburger on the
street. So the headline for this blotter... Do you guys want to double up on those mics? Or?
Sure.
All right.
I'll get next to her.
Scoot over. We can...
Sure.
I want the lady to sit on my lap.
Okay.
I
don't know. It's chilling?
I'll pull you both of us together. I don't care. Blotter. I'll get in. Cool.
Okay. What? So.
So.
We're going to give away another... Oh, wait.
Are you cool?
I'm cool.
A winner.
You got to get this.
I don't really think anybody online cares about what's being given away because they're not getting it.
Right.
I'm here and I'm not
here to entertain them while he's there to entertain everyone here. So the headline of this blotter is Screaming Man and Kid Throwing Rocks. Huh.
Okay.
At 6:59 a.m., Kalispell, Montana, a knife was found on the road in Big Fork. It was double-edged and described as, quote, rather huge.
Rather huge. How big is
like,
huge?
Like, hello, 911 dispatch. Hi, I found a double-edged knife, and it is rather huge on the road to Big Fork.
I know how big huge is, but how big is rather huge?
It's decent.
I'm sorry. Nobody calls in human resources about the hundreds of dead, mutilated deer on the sides of the road, but they'll call it a double-edged knife?
This is Montana. But my question is, who was the murderer that was, like, rolling down the highway coming back from Kalispell? Going to Big Fork that's like, oh, I better ditch the murder weapon out the fucking window.
Right?
Just chuck it outside and it'll be fine.
Blame it on a Californian.
That's right, those
with no
goddamn Californians with their rather large double-edged knives.
Yes.
7:46 a.m., someone intentionally scratched a vehicle in Columbia Falls.
Oh my goodness.
Keying a car.
Intentionally. That means
not unknown.
Somebody intentionally cheated on their girlfriend and did not remember that hell hath no wrath like a woman scorned.
80% of car scratches are female.
Exactly.
Yes, they are.
See, if you're going to cheat on your girlfriend, make sure she doesn't know where your car is parked when you're doing it.
And you know what? Honestly, if you're going to waste the time trying to cheat on your girlfriend with some other girl, bring them both in and have sex with both
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. And if she's
for the
not
person
into
that's
it, be
scratching
like, hey.
In the car, do a fucking picture.
Yeah.
If you're going to take the time,
yeah, make it look cool. Don't just draw a line.
Yeah,
there is no point in the
that's
line.
That's so unoriginal.
A rendition of their mother.
Yeah. I'd like to see a Picasso.
The Mona fucking Lisa
the
on the
Mona
side
Lisa.
Of a car keyed into the paint.
Are we talking minivan here or just like a little car? Because you need matter. You need
we're
a good size.
We're talking a Mini Cooper.
A Mini Cooper.
Some sort of a Volkswagen of some sort.
Dear scumbag boyfriend, you are now single. Love the bitch you cheated on. 7:56 a.m., a Blacktail Road resident did not appreciate that a neighbor parked on his property.
Oh,
oh my grass.
God.
I know.
You know you're old when you're complaining
get
about your
grass.
Does anybody know that a can of grass seeds is like 50 cents?
I don't even think that was it, probably. He doesn't like his neighbor. He loves to bitch. You put one and one together.
No, dude, I'd want my prostitute to have somewhere to park, too.
I know. Hey, we need to leave also.
That's if she brought her car.
9:42 a.m., a dump truck pulled a power line down near Whitefish Grocer. That's gross.
Grocer.
Yeah, if you've been to Whitefish, you know.
Yeah, that will happen. Fucking taxes and everything. 12:18 p.m., an individual was concerned about a telemarketing scam. He was advised to, quote, pay no attention to the calls.
Wow, guess what? We still live in America where telemarketing is normal.
LA where people die regularly.
Yeah. But let's pay attention to this. But I actually gave him my credit card number, so should I still pay no attention to it or should I worry now?
Oh, wow.
Like, if you're dumb enough to get scammed by that, I say you're not allowed to have that money that was scammed from
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
If Miss Cleo, scams you out of $100,000, then you don't deserve that money in the first place.
I say you go back and beat Miss Cleo.
She did, and that's
Miss
bullshit.
Cleo is
she,
in jail.
It's not her fault. People are dumb enough to buy
who,
into that stuff.
Who is Miss Cleo?
Miss Cleo is a psychic.
Like, hey, man, I'm Miss Cleo. I tell you your fortune.
Brown lady
hey,
psychic.
I called her. She told me to get out of the house before the Meg unit came and trashed my house.
No, we love Miss Cleo then because he got out of the house.
She actually called me
Miss
that
Cleo,
day, which is very weird.
We need bumper stickers.
Miss Cleo actually called you?
Yeah, the representatives called me on my own phone.
We need bumper stickers that say Miss Cleo saved my life.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fantastic.
With a little 26.
3:49 p.m., money and prescription drugs were stolen from Silverleaf Drive. That is a huge problem in this valley, people stealing other people's prescription drugs. But again, like the Miss Cleo thing, if you're dumb enough to get your drugs stolen from you, then maybe you shouldn't be doing drugs in the first place.
And honestly, I have met
about... Jamaican black lady, if you know one. I've met... She's giving you your drugs.
I've met like 50 or 60 to 70 to 80 people since I have been in Montana who, when they tell me about going to the doctor for anything that's wrong with them, their ass hurts, their back hurts, they got a headache, they're
I've
puking.
Known people that have pulled their own teeth out just to get a
my
prescription.
Brother. My brother pulled his own teeth out just because he got curbed.
Yeah, dude.
That's...
But has anybody noticed?
Same thing, but close.
No, they honestly, the doctors here prescribe everybody Lortab.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you are massively handing out drugs to the entire community,
yeah,
what
of
the
course.
Fuck do you expect
and if you're smart,
happen?
If you're smart, you can be like, oh, I'm allergic to acetaminophen, so I'll take the Oxycontin. Sorry.
Exactly.
That's why they don't like the gay people.
That's
it causes
how you do
impotency.
It.
Yes.
There's no APAP in that shit. All right, we'll do a couple more, and then Vagina Spiders are going to play here. 4:21 p.m., a Happy Valley resident was checking her mail when another vehicle stopped behind her. Dun, dun, dun. The driver evidently felt she was taking too long and expressed his frustration by getting out and hitting her car.
That's fantastic. That's
I
awesome.
Love this valley. Hey, you're taking too long checking your mail. I'm going to now punch your car because I'm a fucking retard.
That's awesome.
Again,
that's
in
so
L.A.,
amazing.
You would have got hit.
Seriously.
Or yanked out of your car.
Dude, do you I think remember- he hit the car or, like, hit it with his car?
I think it got out and punched it.
Yeah. Got out and punched
I would think
it.
That he just
I think
out
he was hoping
car.
The window would crack and she was on the
She's
other
like,
side.
She's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm expressing my frustration at the length of time you're taking to check your mail.
Dude, I remember standing outside my workplace in Burbank in California, fucking smoking a cigarette and have some guy walk up behind me, crack me in the face and walk away.
What?
Dude.
Because
no,
you're smoking?
I had no idea who the fuck. No, there was no reason involved. A guy
just
walked
because?
Up, cracked me in the face.
Maybe
and
it was
walked.
The place that you were employed by at the time.
Sometimes you just feel like smacking a bitch. I don't don't know.
Dude, I was control supervisor for phone sex operators.
Really?
I'm not even joking.
Fuck. We got to get you guys on the show back
quality
at our
control.
House.
That means I got to coach the girls about how to talk about sex better.
That's right. Hey, you suck at talking about sex. My clients have like 10-minute hold times. This is unacceptable.
Well, because when you talk to them, you have to make sure to use a really soft and subtle voice so you don't just sound like a cunt.
You can't be like,
hi, I'm ready to make you come.
Like, that doesn't work. I mean, for some people, that might work. Not me.
No. There were transsexual lines for when you wanted the girls that sounded like guys.
Well, of course, right.
They cost, you know, $10 a minute.
Of course. There's a line for everything.
Go team credit cards.
4:47 p.m. Children went missing on Quail Ridge Drive. They were later found next door, tied up at the pastor's house in the dungeon. I mean, the basement. I say dungeon? All right, I got to stop this and save it, and we'll start a new session, and then you guys will hear vagina spiders.
Go
hopefully
team vagina.
You guys won't have vagina spiders, but you will hear them.